The famous It's the Climate sign in downtown Grants Pass must seem like a cruel joke to a person walking around on a cold, dark, rainy night looking for a place to sleep. Josephine County gets winter, too, and has its share of people who do not have permanent homes. And it is the latest place we survey in our ongoing series of interviews out in the cold, looking into circumstances and services for people who are living homeless in the region. We have a guest with us, Justina Fife, who's the compliance manager at UCAN, the United Community Action Network, which is the community action agency for Douglas County, its home, and for Josephine County as well. Justina, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about compliance manager. Compliance with what?
I am responsible for making sure that all of our funds are spent correctly and that all of our reports are submitted complete and on time, and that everything is functioning as it should be to remain in compliance with our funding sources.
Which includes some federal sources, correct?
Yes, it does. State and federal both.
Which is something I've noticed a couple of times as we've been talking to various communities about situations with their homeless populations. There's a fairly distinct, it sounds like, federal definition of homelessness.
Yes, there is. To be homeless by the federal definition, you have to have no permanent place to stay and staying in a place that is not habitable. That does not mean that you're doubled up with a friend or a relative. It means that you literally are staying on the streets, in a tent, or in your car, or you are in an emergency shelter.
And what have been the trends in Josephine County? I know you're just before this year's point in time survey. Most communities are going to do that, I guess, next week. Is that right?
No, it's the 31st
of okay.
January. Yes.
All right.
And you're talking about the trends here in Josephine County?
Yes.
And we have been seeing far more people sleeping on the streets. Our shelters are hard to get into, so therefore people are opting more to stay in their cars or living on the streets when they don't have a place to stay or cannot afford a place to get into.
And was the Gospel Rescue Mission pretty much it for a shelter in Grants Pass?
That is the only shelter in Grants Pass, both the men's and the women's, but it's really difficult to get in there.
Mm-hmm. And what do we know about the drivers, about the things that are forcing people to the streets in Josephine County?
Increased rents is a huge one. You've got a lot of elderly people right now that are out on the streets because they are on a very fixed income, and their rents have been raised to the point where they can't afford it and they have no option. Single-parent households with kids, it's the same thing. If you've got a mother that is unable to find a job and is therefore living off of TANF and food stamps with a couple of kids, she doesn't make enough with TANF to even pay a month's rent.
And TANF is the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families program?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting to hear about a crossover between senior citizens and homelessness as we go through this process of discovery. The idea, and I noticed an event that UCAN held, I think, 2 years ago and probably holds every year, but it was a Medicare sign-up session, but it was also providing information to people and blankets and other comforts in case they are homeless as well.
Yes. We've had several programs like that, and we do offer basic need items to people that come in that have become homeless because it's inevitable, and with the weather the way it is, we don't want to lose anybody on the streets, but we can't put them in housing either because of the low market of available housing.
There really isn't much in Josephine County, is that what you're saying?
Less than 1% vacancy rate, so it's really hard. And for any unit that does become available, there's a lot of applications that a landlord has to go through to find somebody to fill that unit.
Just for comparison purposes, because you do have UCAN in two counties, I'm just curious to know if the situation is similar in Roseburg, for example, if it's just sort of a general I-5 corridor thing. Is Roseburg as tight as Grants Pass is?
It is, and it's a statewide situation. It's not just here. It's everywhere.
How big does the recession figure in this, and that the construction stopped during the recession? Is that a factor in this, do we know?
It's a huge factor because before the recession, units were being built that would get people into a house or an apartment. And when the recession came, all of that stopped But people continued to be homeless, so therefore it drove up the number of people that were without housing.
So, and it sounds like the housing market or the building of houses didn't resume as quickly as it potentially could have.
It would have been nice if it could have.
Right. So what kinds of services is UCAN able to provide then in Josephine County for homeless people?
Our biggest thing is to provide them hope that if they continue to work with us and we help them break down barriers from past rentals or whatever may have happened in their past, whether it's criminal activity or whatever, we can work with them to try to get them into housing as it becomes available. We do have a few landlords that will house our vets as soon as they have a unit available. They let us know, and if we have a vet that is in need, then we can get them housed relatively quickly. And some of our other landlords are more than willing to work with our participants, where some of others, it's questionable.
Josephine County is the focus of our series of interviews about homelessness in the region, which we're just calling Out in the Cold generally. Justina Fife is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She is the compliance manager for UCAN, the United Community Action Network. People have been around the area might remember this originally as the Umpqua Community Action Network, but it's now in Josephine as well as Douglas counties. And you can join the conversation on the exchange if you have a perspective on homelessness in Josephine County in particular or some thoughts you'd like to share with us more generally. You're welcome to join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Justina, you mentioned vets, and I'm curious to know how big a percentage of the homeless folks that you see through UCAN are veterans.
Roughly 10 to 15%, depending upon the day that you look at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
There are quite a few vets that have come back from various theaters with various degrees of emotional and mental problems, and some of them choose to stay as far away from people as they can for their own self-protection and the protection of others. And eventually they do work through some of those and start coming out. So depending upon where they're at, depends upon how many we have on our list.
Give me a reality check on the math here. I was thinking 10 to 15% didn't seem that big until I remembered that vets are really only about 3% of the population or less. So this is an outsized number to be among the homeless population, it would seem.
Yeah, there are a lot of veterans that are homeless, some on the verge of homelessness. We have been able to get a large number housed since we have the SSVF program, which is Supportive Service for Veteran Families, and that has helped us serve quite a few, not only with getting them into housing, but also from keeping them from becoming homeless with homeless prevention rental assistance. So we have several programs that help them, and as well as the other general population.
And you think vets are generally pretty aware of the assistance program so that they can make use of them and not end up homeless in the first place?
It's my understanding that when they return from their deployment, they are told about the services in some of their debriefing sessions so that they are aware of that. And some of the older veterans, like we've had Vietnam veterans and some from World War II that we have served, and they just come in seeking assistance, and we've been able to direct them directly to that program to get them rehoused.
All right. But the point is that for vets, there are a few additional things you have at your disposal that you can help them with.
Right.
Do you have a sense for, we were talking earlier about running across senior citizens and people who've just, they're on fixed incomes, they can't afford the rent increases. I mean, is the average age of the homeless population rising rapidly from your perspective?
I think it's kind of split because we have a large number of youth that are homeless. And that is continually growing, and our senior population is growing. So it's kind of a split to where it's about a quarter youth and a quarter senior, and then the rest of it is in the middle of that.
All right, in between them, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been talking about youth homelessness and the various array of programs in some communities for those. Is there anything particular that UCAN or anybody else offers in Josephine County for people who are of school age and yet are not feeling like they have a safe home to go to?
We have three different youth programs here. One of them is Hearts with a Mission, where they have beds for the kids, and they also have a foster parent program where they can get the kids into actual housing should that need be required. We have the Maslow Project, which actually goes out and does outreach and works not only with the youth but with the family as a whole. And then we also have Joe's Place, which works with youth up to through age 24, providing them with a meal and a place to get in out of the weather, and helps them get back on track and hopefully get reconnected with their family and or employed, whichever the case may be.
With the total population that there is to serve with some degree of homelessness, whatever that might be in Josephine County, do you have a sense that everybody is at least aware of services, even if they can't necessarily make use of them?
I would say no. Not all are aware, especially if they're in the doubled-up population. But the word of mouth through the actual homeless, they have a telephone line, so to speak, that is phenomenal. So people know what's available, where they can eat, where they can get supplies. I mean, it's a great network that they have.
And how do they access that?
It's word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one person finds that they've got a service, and pretty soon there's a whole bunch of them that know about that and are seeking it out.
I wonder, too, Justina, if there's an issue with people who don't seek out services because they don't think they're in that category. I mean, I can imagine if they've been crashing on friends' couches for weeks, months, maybe even years, they don't necessarily consider themselves homeless, at least not like those homeless on the streets, that sort of thing.
That is very true. I mean, a lot of people that have a place to stay, they can stay there indefinitely, even though it's not their place. They generally don't consider themselves to be homeless. It's all a mindset.
Our guest again, Justina Fife, the compliance manager at UCAN, the United Community Action Network in Douglas and Josephine counties. We're talking about homelessness in Josephine County as part of our Out in the Cold series of interviews. Back us up a couple steps. UCAN being a community action agency, remind us what a community action agency does.
Community action agencies are agencies that receive funds to assist the homeless with housing, and they also have homeless prevention programs. So you get the whole gamut of people that are at risk or homeless to keep them housed. We also have energy assistance programs where we can help people with our winter energy assistance program to help them get through the winter and the higher bills that they may have. And that's open to everybody that income qualifies. We also have Head Start up in Douglas County as part of our programs. We have RSVP, which is the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. There's just a lot of different little things that we do to help people in different aspects of serving their basic needs in order to remain housed and stable in their housing.
You do have some affordable housing, but that's just in Douglas County, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. So nothing like that. Does any agency have a housing quite on that same sort of category in Josephine County?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
All right. So the situation is you can direct people to services and in some cases give them assistance, but, I mean, you can't create places to live where there are none. It seems like the biggest shortcoming in Josephine County at the moment.
It is. It's a real big deficit right now.
Does a county get a rep? I mean, I ask this only because some rumbles we got as we were researching getting into this segment in the first place that Grants Pass has a bit of a reputation for being a bit harder on homeless people. Is that a fair reputation?
There is a little bit of disparity out there. I wouldn't say that they're actually harder than any other community. It's all based upon perception of what people perceive to be homeless, whether it's by choice or by circumstance. And that's the biggest concern or disparity right there, is there are people that are homeless by choice and others due to circumstances they become homeless. And a lot of people just don't realize that it could happen to any of us at the drop of a hat.
From your perspective, how big is that category of homeless by choice? Because it seems like they end up getting criticized in ways that get slathered onto everybody who is homeless, whether they're by choice or not.
The homeless by choice is usually a really small percentage. I'd say maybe 2% here in Josephine County are actually homeless by choice. When we do the point in time count that's coming up, the people that actually select that they were homeless by choice is very, very small.
Okay.
Most of it has to do with income, evictions, drug and alcohol issues that have caused them to lose their jobs and become homeless. So most of it is not by choice.
Now, I notice in UCAN's materials there's a reference to people being in poverty now may not be in poverty in a year or so. I mean, is there a fairly good churn, particularly with the economy doing as well as it is nationwide, that people who are in a circumstance now that look fairly grim may not be in that same circumstance in a year or two?
There's always that possibility. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. Somebody that is at the poverty level now could get a really good paying job. They could be going to school right now and be in that poverty category and graduate from that and get a good paying job. Some of them may move out of the area in order to take that job, but there is always that hope.
How much tougher does it get just within the two counties you serve over time, though, given what appears to be a smaller number of jobs that pay really well, like in manufacturing?
Can you repeat that again?
Well, I'm just wondering the difficulty of providing services in the two counties you serve when it looks like for sure manufacturing jobs over time are declining from the wood products industry, for example.
It makes it harder to serve because that puts more of a burden on the available resources. It's not something that's not doable, but it just increases the number of people that are coming in and seeking those services and trying to find alternative methods to help them become sustainable. It can be a challenge.
Okay. A lot of work ahead, clearly, for a lot of people. And again, the homeless point in time count for a lot of communities coming up at the end of the month. We're talking about Josephine County today with Justina Fife, the compliance manager at UCAN, United Community Action Network. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.